Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you. You're the only one I care enough to hurt about. Maybe I'm a crazy, but I just can't live without your loving and affection, giving me direction, like a guiding light to help me through my darkest hour. Lately I'm a praying that you'll always be a staying beside me. Used to be my life was just emotions passing by, feeling all the while I never really knowing why. Lately I'm afraid you'll always be a staying beside me. Used to be my life was just emotions passing by. Then you came along and made me laugh and made me cry. You taught me why. Baby, I'm a want you. Baby, I'm a need.
Bread is a good group. Well, was a good group. Yeah, I don't think they're still in existence, but they were very good. I loved their songs. They were, most of them were this mellow, I love you, I want you, I need you type of things, you know. But, oh, that was an Elvis song too, by the way.
Right. It was.
Oh, yes. I love it. It's, and because of situations out of my control, I'm finding a lot of my songs today were kind of wish you were here, wish you were better, wish you were, you know, that kind of thing. You guys understand, you get what I'm saying, so that's okay.
Sure.
We're going to get through this. We're going to get through this, but it's going to be a sad road to hoe. You know, so that's okay. We're going to do it anyway. All right. I've got a song that I looked up for Thursday and didn't get a chance to play. I heard it on some video on Instagram, I think it was. And, of course, it's by Charles Aznavour, who is one of the most prolific songwriters and performers that there was in his time. He died just in the past couple, 3 years. We lost him. And he was just a little dude. You know, you look at pictures of him and you hear his voice and you don't imagine him. So he's a little dude. And all of these huge love songs that he writes, and he sings huge, like they're huge love songs, and his heart is as big as all outdoors, and he's giving it to this woman he's singing about, and then you see a picture of him, and he's just this little dude. It's really kind of cute. I found it very amusing, but you know what? Good things come in small packages, I guess. But, yeah, he was 90-something, I think, 92 or 93 when he died. But I really love his songs. He has a lot of nice songs. And every time that I play a song that I know he wrote, I will let you guys know, because he wrote, I don't know, a lot of them, more than 40 or 50, more than 60 or 70. So he did 96, 106, something like that. Anyway, this is a song that other people have recorded. The Mac the Knife Dude, Bobby, what's his name, did this song.
Bobby Darin.
But, yes, Bobby Darin did this song. Thank you. My mind is not what it ought to be. but Charles Aznavour wrote it, and he recorded it first. So I decided to do his version of it because everyone else's version after that is their interpretation of it, which is how it's supposed to be. That's fine. But I wanted to do the original because I've never heard this song before. And this one is called Venice Blue.
I saw Venice turn blue before my very eyes. I saw Venice turn blue the moment that love died. I walked by the canal all through some little square, and echoes of her word pursue me everywhere. Now my Venice is blue as the mandolins play the song she used to sing before love slipped away. With lovers hand in hand, the gondolas go by. I wish that I could weep, but all my tears are dry. I see Venice all blue before my misty eyes. I see Venice all blue because our love has died. My aimless footsteps start before an old cafe or by some little shop where she would often stray. I see Venice all blue beneath the rising moon, and still I look for her beside the wide lagoon. And then I try to smile and hope I can forget the laughter that we shared, the shining day we met. Two pigeons in the square, I now say my goodbye. Goodbye, my vanished dreams. Goodbye, old bridge of sighs. I've seen Venice turn blue and too lonely to bear. I've seen Venice turn blue, for she forgot to care.
You know, the little dude's French accent doesn't hurt nothing. it's kind of neat to hear the French accent, and then you listen to another song, and they've got the Belgian accent in there, and another song will have a Spanish accent, and another song, it's like a lot of UK singers, but it seemed to be the thing. And I think Sheena Easton said this once. The thing with the singers in Ireland, at least back in the 60s, mm-hmm. was to not sing with an Irish accent. It was to Americanize the singing. They could speak with their Irish accent. That wasn't a problem. But the popular thing at that point was to not sing with an Irish accent. Which is like, why? You know, why? I like the Irish accent. I like the Scots accent.
It's really kind of hard to disguise, really.
Exactly. But I think that's why it became a thing. Because back then they wanted to make it in the United States. And they thought that it would be easier to do if they didn't have that European accent. Why? Only God knows, because I sure as heck don't. But, you know, it is what. But then there are some singers, like especially the Scots, who, oh, and the Irish Rovers. They're a biggie on my list as far as Irish accent goes. There are others, they do not even attempt to get rid of their accent. They sing with their accent because that's who they are. And I think that's fantastic. Hey, be who you are. Don't let people change you. But back in the 60s, having the American, quote-unquote, accent was the thing to do. They thought it would help their careers, I guess, to not have the Irish accent and Scots accent. But I'm glad that some of them didn't get rid of it. I think it's very cool. And French accent, I don't know if there's a Frenchman that could sing without an accent. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just not sure they could do it. And who wants them to, if you know what I mean? Who wants them to?
All right. No kidding.
Just keep it, guys. Just keep it, because it really helps it. Well, as far as us U.S. chicks go, anyway. Foreigner. Do you remember Foreigner?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. There are some Foreigner songs that are absolutely fantastic. And this is one of them that just kept getting played. It just kept getting played. And I didn't write down when it was from, but I don't know if it was the 60s or 70s. I think it was the 70s at some point. I want to know what love is. You know, when you're a lovesick teenager wandering around and some boys refuse to look at you, or you just had to break up with somebody or something like that, yeah, this song could make you cry. It really could. I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner.
I've got to take a little time, a little time to think things over. I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulders. Through the clouds I
Foreigner has a good sound, had a good sound. I don't know if they're still working or not. I really don't know. I don't think so, though. I don't think so. That's okay. They left us music. That's all we can ask. And we've got a, you know, if you start checking into 50s and 60s and 70s music, there is a lot of really good songs. A lot of them. I would dare somebody to count them, but they'd probably be busy for the next 10 years. So I don't want to do that to anybody. But every time I go in, yeah, every time I go in to access a YouTube song, along the side there, they give you a sidebar, and there's like three or four more songs in there that I want to put. So I put those in my computer, and then I'll access one of those to download, and then there's some more songs over there. And I obviously don't put all of them in the computer all at the same time, but, well, I put them in my computer, but I don't put them in the studio all at the same time, because then I'd never find anything. But it's great. I think it's great. It's like we've had these songs building up and coming out for 50, 60, 70 years now. If you go back to the 50s and the 40s even, 65, 70 years. And it's like you can't run out of songs. You simply can't run out of songs. You might have to play a few you don't like very much, but you're not going to run out. That's the whole thing. There's just too many of them out there to run out. So not all of them are on YouTube, granted, but I think enough of them are on YouTube that you can safely say you're not going to run out of songs. You just have to play some maybe you haven't heard before. And that's okay. That's okay. It broadens your musical horizon. Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay, whatever you think. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. We all need our horizons broadened, don't we? Maybe
not.
Oh,
always.
It doesn't hurt nobody. It really doesn't hurt. All right. Mm-hmm. I am going to play a song now that Sue brought to my attention. And it's under a category that I simply don't look under. At least not very often. And Sue sent it to me this morning, and I said, you know, I'm going to play that. I'm going to play that because we need to play more songs under the various names. Okay? And I'll let you finish that sentence all by yourself. So here is a song that is listed under Civil Nora. And if you look at that, you'll figure it out. You know, it's really not that difficult. I'm so lonesome, I could cry.
Here, alone, somewhere so low, it sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is winding low, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a robin wing when leaves begin to die? That means he's lost the will to live, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. Thank you. the silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder when you are, I'm so lost to find a try. I'm so lost to
about that one. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Sue, for sending that, because I never would have thought
certainly.
Of it. I knew it existed, but I never would have thought of it. So I appreciate that very, very much. Very much.
Mm, you're welcome.
Okay. Jay and the Americans. They were very prolific in the 60s. We had a lot of good little songs from Jay and the Americans. There was, as far as I can remember, there was never any really serious songs. A lot of I Love You songs, some breakup songs, nothing real heavy. You know what I mean? This goes right along with that. Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. I love it.
Good one.
Yeah. Just remember, ready or not, here I come. That reminds me of those, I forget what they were advertising. It's an old commercial, and they'd be running toward each other, and then all of a sudden she would jump up and he would lift her like they did on Dirty Dancing. Mm-hmm. Was it Coke? I don't remember.
Maybe it was.
I don't, either Coke or Double Mint. Might have been Double Mint. Double Mint gum.
Yeah, I can't recall now.
Yeah, one or the other. It was something like that. But anyway, that's just what that makes me think of there. It's like, you know, ready or not, here I come. I love that. I wouldn't do that to somebody, though, because if you did that to somebody and they weren't ready or they weren't strong enough for it, which up until a couple years ago had to be my worry, you're going to end up on the ground and you might get hurt.
Oh, God. No,
you don't need any more falls.
No more falls for you. No.
Golly, I need to give that up. I don't know what it is, why I'm so attached to that.
How is your wrist?
Well, after putting the lawnmower together yesterday, it hurts. You know, because that lawnmower weighs 73 pounds, and I had to get it out of the box. And, of course, I had to do it by myself. My neighbor wasn't even home, so I couldn't ask him for help. But by the time I got it put together, he came home. And then he came over and helped me check it out and make sure it was okay and everything. But, yeah, after doing that yesterday, it hurts. But I have my lawnmower. Hey.
Good.
You know, good. Every cloud has a silver lining. I have a functioning lawnmower. Well, I think it's functioning. I've just charged the batteries. I'll find out Monday when I have time to do it, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that feels good. I've got my lawnmower, and I am going to buy my washer dryer. I figured, what good? I've got the money sitting in my checking account. What good does it do to leave it sitting there while I save up money to buy my washer dryer? Why not buy my washer dryer and then worry about replenishing the money I spend? It's the same difference.
Hello.
It's the same amount of money. So I decided I'm going to do that this week. I'm going to go ahead and buy my washer dryer. I'm done of doing things the old-fashioned way and make and do when I can do it the modern way if I just let myself do it. So I've decided to treat myself to a washer and dryer. So there we go.
Good.
Now, this is a big milestone for me, kids. This is a really big milestone for me to spend money on a washer and dryer when I don't have to. I do have an alternative. I can hang my clothes out to dry and wash them in my little mini washer, but I don't want to anymore. I need a treat.
No, I don't blame you at all. That would be hard. That'd be a tough job.
Well, I have. If something ever happened to this little washer and something happened to my big washer that I'm going to be buying, I would be dousing them with the business end of a broom in the bathtub. I have washed my clothes like that before, and I could do it again if I had to, but I'm hoping to avoid it. So starting Monday, I'm going to be looking for a washer dryer and giving myself a treat in life. I've come this far, give myself a treat to keep me going. Because it's getting tough, honey. It's getting tough. Okay, do you guys know the name Selma Houston?
Don't recall that, Jenny.
Okay, this next song I'm going to play was originally done by Andy Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in either the early 60s or the late 50s, you know, from the looks of the video. It's a black and white video. So it was early 60s, you know, the tight leg suits with the short jackets and one button, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I'm dating it from. They wore those in the early 60s, and they did wear them in the 50s as well. So that's when this was originally done by Andy Abraham. I like Selma Houston's version better. So that's the one we're going to play. It's called Don't Leave Me This Way. Now, there's a message for you, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
I like that. It's kind of hard to, and it's kind of hard to be sad when you're listening to that, you know, because you just start feeling good and you start jiving around. Yeah, I like that. I like it. That's something that we all need right about now. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm looking for an Elvis song that I want to find and play, and it's kind of like, where'd it go? You know, just normal stuff for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, here we go. You know, I heard this on one of those videos on Instagram yesterday, and I thought, we never play this anymore. Number one, because Elvis isn't real crazy about it, and so I just decided, well, you know what, maybe we should just kind of let it fade into the background. But it's been a long, long time. We don't hear it very often anymore, and I know John feels the same way. He doesn't really, you know, whatever. He can't figure out why everybody's so gaga over it, especially Milton Berle made him sing to the dog. He hasn't liked it ever since. I don't blame him. I don't blame him, boy. You can get the Slurpees from that. Anyway, by now you've guessed the one I'm going to do is Hound Dog.
Okay.
When I tried to think of a special song for tonight, you know, a message song, something to really say something, this is what I came up with. I sniveled and, you know, I looked her square in the eye because that's all she had was one big square eye, man. I said, baby, she said, mm-hmm. She was a little weird too, you know, she had a guitar on, we're both going, So I said, baby, she said, deeper, deeper. I said, baby, baby. They're going to come get me, man. I know it. They're going to take me away for another 9 years. So I got up very close to her, you know, right up in her face. And she fell off the stool. And oh, God. So I watched the sweat fall on the floor for a while, you know. And I got right up into her face and I said, baby, baby. So she thought I was a frog. She left, you know. So I was sitting there by myself looking at the floor and laughing like a fool, you know. People going by, look at that freak leaned over there laughing, man. So, anyway, you know, I got up very close to her and I said, baby. She said, what? Oh, Lord, have mercy, man. I said, I sniggered. She got mad and left again, you know. I said, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. Well, you ain't never gonna have it and you ain't no friend. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never gonna have it, and you ain't no friend. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never heard of me. You ain't no friend of mine.
I love that version. I think that's hilarious. Obviously, it's a live version.
It is. It's priceless.
I love that version. It shows his sense of humor and how he could relax and make people laugh. And I think that's priceless. That's just totally priceless. I wanted to do that today. I heard that, like I say, I heard the song on one of the Instagram videos yesterday, and I went looking. I thought, you know, we haven't played that in a Coon's Age, pun intended. So I thought, we need to play that. Yes, I know Elvis didn't like it, and I know John didn't like it, but everybody else liked it. And this version, see, he did this because he didn't like the song, and so he had to make it so he could do it. That's my theory. I don't know for sure, but that's my theory, okay? You got to make fun of things you don't really enjoy doing so that you can do them. And he made it fun for everybody else, and that was the main thing. That was the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. I like it. Well, the funny part about it at the beginning is what makes it special to play. So, you know.
Sure. Very cute.
Hey, it works for me. It's hilarious. I love it. Okay. Now, I find myself here going eeny, meeny, miny, mo, because I loaded two versions of this song. And one is by Neil Diamond, and one is by UB40. UB40 is the version that I know. Neil Diamond is a little more tame. So, guess which one I'm playing? Yeah. It's real tough to figure out, isn't it? Yeah, I know. Neil Diamond will get his airplay a little bit later. We're going to have fun with UB40. Red, Red Wine.
Red, Red Wine. Oh,
Yeah. I like that one. That version is, I don't know, I like it better than Neil Diamond's version. Neil Diamond's version is a little bit too tame. It doesn't have any bounce to it. I guess that's one way of putting it. And I see one of the gifts that, who was it did this? Susan. One of the gifts that Susan put on has UB40 performing this song on three different cube stages. I mean, they're on the same dance floor at the same time, but the band is separated onto three different square stages. Do you guys realize how very difficult that is for a band to perform that way? It really sucks. You know? If you got a gig, you did it the way that the people that hired you wanted you to do it. And this looks good on TV. And 9 times out of 10 back then, they were lip-syncing anyway. So I don't know if this is lip-sync or national performance. But if you're actually performing in that kind of an environment where your band is split up onto three different platforms, it's tough. It's tough. But they did it. They did it. So, Susan just says UB40 is a document you get at the employment center. Why does that not surprise me? It really does not surprise me. Okay. Yes. I believe it. I do believe it. There you go. Roy Orbison. He had a special in 1987, a live special, and he had, the dude that did Born in America. Anyway, yeah, he had him on it and a couple other people that had the big names that I can't, it's been so long, I can't really remember anymore. But he got a bunch of people together, I mean names, music names, and they all got up on the stage together with Roy Orbison during his TV special and helped him sing those songs. And it was really cool. It was fun. It was fun to watch. I'm sure it was fun for them to do. Anyway, this is that version from Black and White Night. That's what the special was called, Black and White Night in 1987, Pretty Woman.
Pretty woman, don't make me cry. Pretty woman,
Now that was pretty cool. The guy you heard singing harmony most of the time was Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, he didn't have on a red, white, and blue shirt that night, though. Tight jeans, but, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I looked up to see what people were with him on that special. And I know Bruce Springsteen was on stage all the time from beginning to end. He was a lot of the guitar solos, the backup singing, stuff like that was Bruce Springsteen. Now, along with him was Jackson Browne. That was a biggie. T-Bone Burnett, Elvis Costello, K.D. Lang, Bonnie Raitt, J.D. Souther, Tom Waits, and Jennifer Warnes. So he had a lot of people right up there on that stage with him, and they were all just going to town. And everybody did something during this song. Yeah. If you ever get a chance to watch that, look it up on Tubi or something like that and watch that special. It was awesome. It was really, really awesome. So I just thought I'd look that up for you so you'd know all people that were in there with him, because they were people that he influenced. And so they were just chomping at the bit and jumping the gun to get up there and help him with that. So, yeah, well, it's worth watching. It's worth spending the time and watching. So, okay, big breath. We got more music. Oh, yes. I decided I'm going to do this. We tried to find the special version that John wanted to play a couple of weeks ago of this song, but he sent it to me, but it said unavailable on my end. So I tried to find the same version available, and I couldn't find it. So it was kind of like, okay, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, pick one, because I wanted to play the song. So I didn't play it the past 2 weeks, because I've still been looking, and I've never found the version that he wanted to play. So here is the standard version from 1966, which is the B-side of the song It's Only Love. This is the B-side, kids. Elvis singing Beyond the Reef.
My love has gone.
Yeah. I love that song. I really, really do. I think the producer could have done a better job on balancing. With Charlie's voice being higher, it's much more easily heard. And Elvis' voice kind of gets lost much of the time on that song. So it needed to be a little bit more balanced, but it turned out to be such a beautiful song. I think they probably didn't want to muck with it. And that works. Works for me anyway. At least we have the song, right? And if you listen to it, you can pick out the melody line that Elvis is singing. So it's okay. It's okay. A live version like he did in Vegas, I'll have to play that maybe later, maybe another day, because that might have a different balance to it. Because, of course, it's a live version, so it's going to be a little different. So we'll play that later, and we'll see what they do with it there. Right, you guys heard me mention Sheena Easton before, right? She's Irish, if I'm remembering correctly. I mean, I'm trying to remember from junior year high school, okay? So, take that into account. I think she's Irish.
Oh, God.
Take it with a grain of salt or a loaf of bread, whatever you want to do. Anyway, here is Sheena Easton doing a song that was really, really popular when it came out. It's called 9 to 5. Alternatively, we called it Morning Train.
Another day ahead, it seems to last forever, and time was going by.
Yeah. I always liked that song. I know not everybody likes it, but you don't have to. That's okay. That's what makes hits, and that's what makes flops. People like them, people don't like them. It's up to each person to decide for themselves what songs they want to like and what songs they don't. I happen to like that one. All right, Sue sent me another song that I really like because I like the idea of it. I like the message of it. And it's called Poor Man's Roses or Rich Man's Gold. We don't often get that kind of a choice, but if I was ever given that choice, I don't know. Given the same circumstances and same personalities attached to that that is in her song, I would pick the Poor Man's Roses. I don't want a cold fish. I want somebody with a warm heart and warm hands. I don't want no cold fish. So I'd take the roses. that's how it goes, you know. Gold doesn't compensate for everything. And quite often, gold doesn't compensate for anything you're missing out on. So that's my philosophy at any rate. Okay, here is Patsy Cline with Poor Man's Roses, courtesy of Sue.
I must make up my mind today what to have, what to hold. Ah, poor man's roses are a rich man's gold. One's as wealthy as a king in a palace, though he's
Maybe a few carnations. Carnations are my favorite flowers. So a few carnations stuck in there would make it perfect. All right. How about another country song, guys? Waylon Jennings. Now, Waylon Jennings is about as country as you get. Waylon and Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson, you know, they're about as country as you get. Well, this is just Waylon Jennings. It's not the Highwayman. And he's doing a song called Where Does Love Go?
There's a photograph and a gold frame on the mantel.
never seen two people more in love. What a stark contrast to the picture of us standing on the edge of giving in and giving up. Something so real don't just disappear. If it goes away, it must go somewhere. Till we find the answer, we've got to hold on. Where does love go when it's gone? Times that we both thought of finding one, but there ain't no way we're giving up forever. It's like saying there won't be a rising sun. Something so real don't just disappear. If it goes away, it must go somewhere.
That was a short and sweet ending, wasn't it? That's okay. At least it was a real chord. Sometimes it's hard to tell. Are they going to end this or is it just going to go away? Is it going to keep on going? What are they going to do with this? You know, that's all right. That's all right. Doris Troy. I couldn't remember her name to save my life. I know her song, but I could not remember her name. No way. But at any rate, she's doing a song that I think we all know, Just One Look.
Thank you.
they used that song on a commercial too, but I can't for the life of me think of what it was for. Anticipation is the one they used for Heinz ketchup.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. I don't remember what they used this one for. Maybe a car. I don't know. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Cadillac. Yeah. All right, guys. I am going to play a song now that you guys are going to recognize his voice. And the name he used for this one was J.B. Burroughs. You don't have to say you love me.
This is from Martin Brown. It was Lady Friend. Well, I said, that you will always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you, and now you've gone away. Don't you know? Follow you and beg you to come home. You don't have to say you love me, just be close to me. You don't have to say forever, I will understand. The wall, just a memory, but seems there and so unreal. All the stuff is loneliness, there's nothing left to fear. You don't have to say you love me, just be close to hand. October 23rd, 2017. It was for Martin Brown in South Africa.
I love the way he dated those. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's truly awesome.
Very nice.
All right. You know what? As long as we're on a roll, we played Cybill Nora. We played J.B. Burroughs. We're going to play John Barron. Please don't stop.
Just to be beside me. When I'm with you,
Now we need to finish the series with another Elvis. And then you got him, guys. I need your love tonight.
Oh, oh, I love you so. Oh, oh, I can't let you go.
That was a good one to finish a series with. I hadn't planned that series. It just kind of happened. But that's okay. I loved every song in it, so it's cool. We like it. I might have to do, you know, if he's not back yet next week, if John's not back to give me songs and stuff, I'll just go in and do a whole show of Elvis songs. I could do that.
Yeah,
and I can
okay.
add, I can... Yeah, and I can add JB, and I can add John Barron, I can add Civil Nora, I can add, let's see, what's that other one? Crap, I can't get it in the right order in my head, but there's another one I can play too. So, I don't know, sounds fun to me. Anyway, here is Blue Swede with Hooked on a Feeling.
Uka chaka, uka, uka, uka chaka, uka, uka, uka chaka, uka, uka, uka chaka, uka, uka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. What's on a feeling? I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Another cup of wine. Gotta
all the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
All right. And I believe that some of those band, maybe the whole band, maybe just the lead singer. I'm not really sure. I just read it today, but I don't really remember. But from Sweden, that's where they got the name Blue Swede. Surprise! Yeah, I mean, you know.
Well, I didn't know
that. Well, heck, that makes sense. Okay. We can do that. I am going to play a totally pointless song that's just fun. That's it. It's just fun. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Woolly Bully.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
She wrote, done, over, chop. That song really has absolutely no redeeming qualities except that it has the kind of beat that just lifts your spirits a little bit. That's what that song's for. So there you go. Other than that, there's nothing to it, man. There's nothing to it. But whatever. It was very popular in 68 and 69. So there you go. I have a more serious song now that John gave me last week. And I haven't had a chance to play it yet, but I'm going to play it now. Or did John give me this, or did I just run across it? I don't remember. If I'm going to be completely truthful, I don't remember. But I have it. That's the big point. This is Johnny Cash, The Ballad of Ira. Now, do you guys know who Ira Hayes was? Does anybody know who Ira Hayes was? No? Okay.
Not me.
Ira Hayes was a Pima Indian from the Phoenix area in Arizona. And he was on his way to being a real good drunk. But
oh, yeah?
He kind of wanted, he wanted to do something important. He wanted to do something. So what does this dude do? He goes and joins the Marines. I mean, forget the Army. We're not going to easy like the Navy. We're going to join the Marines and just really knock ourselves in the head. But he was one of the seven that put the flag up on Iwo Jima. And anyway, let's do a song. The song tells you his story, okay? It's The Ballad of Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's creed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home nobody cared what Ira done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise a flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Yeah, that was good old Johnny Cash. And Johnny Cash died about 20 years ago. So he hasn't been around for a while. That's why we haven't had any new music from him. But he recorded almost up to the day he died. He was at home, of course, but he was doing it. He was doing it. It's just something he had in his blood, and he couldn't give up. And I'm glad. I'm glad, because people that have that music in their blood, you just, you know it. You can feel it, you know, and it just makes it all special. It really does. So he was a special man. He was a special man, and the world is poorer for him being gone. But we'll see him again one day. All right, here's one that John really likes, by Edison Lighthouse. Love grows where my rosemary goes. Song, but it doesn't matter. Maybe it's early 70s. It doesn't matter. It's a good song anyway. It doesn't make any difference when it was. Not really. Unless you're talking 40s, and then it makes a difference because it sounds so much different. Well, you know what? I'm going to sing one of my songs, and I'm going to dedicate it to John because he's in the hospital, and he needs all the love we can send him. And I know all the ladies in the chat have been sending their love to him, and he's going to get well in spite of himself at this point. So here is "And I Love You So." Here's for you, John. Get well, honey.
And I love you The people ask me how, how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. Life began again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I
marching orders. Get well.
Very good. Very good.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. I wanted to play that for him. I have one by the Zombies. Yeah, the Zombies. Why did they pick that name? Ever since I was a teenager, just hearing the name the Zombies has made me not want to listen to their music. If I can hear their music without knowing who it is, I like it. But knowing it was done by the Zombies, I mean, I can't get my head around that. That's like, hey guys, pick another name. The Monsters would work. The Bats. I don't care. But Zombies is the Mummies. Zombies is not good. Zombie. So anyway, maybe that's the reason they're not around anymore. That could be. They could have named themselves right out of the industry. Anyway, here it is. And I love this song, but I didn't know they did it. So when I found out, it was like I played this song a whole lot less. But here it is now, Time of the Season. For love.
It's the time of treasured hand
to take you in this time to
promised land
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Your daddy, who's
your daddy
be with?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know.
Any Bee Gees song is good, so I'm going to play a Bee Gees song for John. This is Too Much Heaven.
Thank you.
Yes. The Bee Gees are good. We're good. Their music
great
is still
song.
Good.
Great song. Do you know that song taught me how to play pool?
Really?
Well, it's real weird that I'd never played very much in my life, and my husband and I had stopped at this little restaurant to eat, and he noticed that there was a pool table in there, and he says, come on, why don't we play pool for a little bit? And I said, well, you know, I've really never played that much, but I'll go ahead. Okay, let's play. Well, that song came on immediately after we got our cue sticks and all, and for some reason, everything fell into place. I could play pool like a freaking professional. And then he accused
cool.
me of being out playing pool with someone else.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, but no, it was amazing. And anytime that song plays, I think about that story. But that was cool.
That's awesome, though. That's kind of cool. I like that. Hey, you know, it's got to be good for somebody listening to, right?
Well, yeah. It was just crazy. I mean, it was like a miracle happened because I did not play pool worth a damn. But anyway, it was just an odd story.
Well, I thought it was kind of cool, actually. You know, it's strange how different things come to us and help us accomplish other things that are totally unrelated.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You
mm-hmm.
know?
That's very true.
I think it's cool. I'm on here right now trying to find the answer to a question because I thought that they had all died.
You don't have three minutes.
I know. But, you know, sometimes it just doesn't matter. Anyway. Hey, guys. Yeah, it is time for me to say goodnight. And I am so pleased that you all came to join me today because it's, I'm going to tell you. On Thursday, I had 10 people that listened to the show live. That was it. But the upside of that is 38 people streamed it.
Hmm.
So, ta-da, that's okay. And Friday, another 38 streamed it. So we're doing well. So anyway, I've got a song I want to sing, singing us out. Thank you all for joining me. I hope you come back tomorrow for the gospel show. And Susan, you're my rock. Thank you for being here, darling. I mean, Sue, not Susan. Well, Susan, too. I mean, she's in there just leading everybody around by the post saying, hey, we're going to say this now, and we're going to do this now, and we're going to sing this now, and it's great.
Right.
It's great. But,
right.
Sue, you are my rock, honey, and thank you so, so much. Thank you so much.
Oh,
I just
you're
want
so
to give
welcome.
You more than, I want to give you more than you got, so I thought lengthening your name might help.
Well,
and if
thank
you believe
you.
That, you're the most gullible thing in the world, but that's all right. I love you anyway. You can be gullible.
I'm gullible, huh?
No. I love it, though.
An open
no,
mind.
You're not, because you always
a very open
stop.
Mind.
Yeah, but you always say, that's not my name. So, you know, hey. But I haven't done it in a long, long time. I haven't done it in a long, long
that's
time.
That's true.
That was a good story
well,
I made
listen,
up.
You have a good evening, and you know I'm here if you need me. And,
yes, honey.
Good night to everyone. Y'all have a blessed evening and sleep well as you can. And I know that Mr. John's going to be back before long. We're going to all think positive.
Yes. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.
Still, I recall all the good times together, the love we shared, the fun and the laughter, how I wish you could feel what my heart says tonight, dear. I miss you and I wish you were here.
really broken in sorrow. Plans are made. My hopes for tomorrow. If I could, I would tell you I'm lonesome tonight, dear. Oh, I miss you, and I wish you were here. Laughing. Hello.